Attention all civilians.
You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. TalkZone.com.
And now, let's get back to Barely Legal with Robin Earl and David Spada. Whoa.
David, I'm sure glad you keep me straight around here. I really apologize. I said the late Greg Latta when we hung up there with Emery Moorhead, I ought to be shot. But you know what to do? You know, must be all those hits I took.
I don't know what it is.
Hey, it happens. But, well, I tell you what, I we were talking about last night's game, and it's kind of fun to be able to talk about it on a Friday when they played on Thursday, instead of us talking about it on the following Friday when they play on Sunday. It's already been hashed over and mowed over and trampled on and so forth and so on. But you know what? That still was a big win. But you know, here's my real, real concern is that the Bears always seem to get off to a pretty good start. And all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, it seems like the offense goes into comatose.
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, they look great in the first half, like you're saying. Third quarter starts, and all of a sudden they start running the ball or throwing passes. They're not moving it. Three and out. And then you get in their fourth quarter, and then they have to turn it on again. They were scaring me to death last night. When they had that four-point lead with 4 or 5 minutes to go, I said, run out the clock. And what do? They do some stupid plays, and they put themselves in a bad position. I mean, and then on D, they look good, and then they have third and longs, and they give up first downs.
Right.
How hard is it to have these cornerbacks play tight?
Well, you got to understand you're playing against Drew Brees and the number one pass offense in the NFL. And, you know, hey, let's face it, the weather did help us. There's no question about that. And you know, it just, wow. You make a great stop on fourth down. Great stop. And all of a sudden, Orton, on second down, throws a pick. Didn't see the number 55 linebacker comes across, makes the pick. And now here we are in the same spot again. And of course, as he comes off the field, you know, I was pretty proud about the crowd. They didn't really boo too much. You know, I think they're giving some Orton some leeway. But let's go back to the first touchdown the Saints scored. I mean, it was a gimme. If it wasn't for the three turnovers, they wouldn't have scored.
They were blaming Olin Krutz, I mean, Rex Grossman, all the last couple of years for small hands with the bad exchanges. What is the reason now? I mean, Grossman's not back there, Orton's back there, and there's still bad exchanges.
Well, you got to hand your hat to Orton and taking the heat for that fumble, but it wasn't his fault. I mean, the play was called on two. Olin Krutz, all pro, snapped it on one. Okay, and he didn't want to throw his teammate under the bus. I thought it was all nice and mighty and all that good stuff. But hey, Olin Krutz, you screwed up that time. And, you know, it's just the way it is.
I think he's an overrated center. I mean, he's a Pro Bowl center, but he can't put a quarterback in the shotgun because he has trouble doing that. I mean, bad exchanges. The last two games, there's been bad exchanges. Over the last couple of years, there was bad exchanges with Rex Grossman. I think that they got to work recruits on the exchanges.
Well, you know, Olin Krutz has been into the Pro Bowl many times. Of course, he's from my alma mater, University of Washington, is a former Husky. You know, I mean, what is he, 32 years old now, I believe, getting around that age. So, you know, of course, offensive linemen are obviously can last the longest in the National Football League because of the fact that, it's low impact, you know, from body to body, and they're just big bodies. But, you know, it might be time the Bears might be need to be looking for maybe a backup there maybe in a year or two.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it was just, it's scary. I mean, on the 1 yard line, you got to make sure you have good exchanges because you don't want to give up an easy touchdown, which they did. I mean, it was incredible.
You know, Tommy Harris, you know, has been kind of a no-show. You know, he finally got his second tackle late in the fourth quarter. I was kind of watching the stats there a little bit. I don't know what is going on, but, you know, this Anthony Adams, where the heck has he been in the first half of the season?
This guy is one of their top linemen, but again, I think it was Tommy Harris saying, I want my former Oklahoma teammate, Dusty Dvorak, to play alongside me, and the Bears went along with him. They should have said, no, we're going to put the best players on the field.
Yeah, well, you know, Dusty Dvorak, and as far as I'm concerned, you might as well write his ass off. I mean, for crying out loud, he's hurt every couple of plays, it seems like. I don't see him there for long, and you know, I just think, you know, we got the win. A win is a win is a win in the National Football League. It doesn't matter how you get the W. You got to get the W. And, of course, we've got 11 days to heal now before the dreaded Packers come in. Of course, they play Jacksonville this week. And who knows? They might be in a duper stupor, and they may lose that game and just write the rest of the year off, because there's no way they're going to make the playoffs.
No, exactly. And speaking of Anthony Adams, you know what the funny thing is? He came out the same year as Michael Haynes out of Penn State. Bears draft Michael Haynes in the first round. Adams goes a couple rounds later. And where's Haynes now?
Gone. Exactly. Hey, let's talk a little bit about number 22, why he had to come off the field there, and why he was sitting on that bench in a stretcher. I know that you had a bunch of collective hearts in the audience going, oh, my goodness, there goes the Bears season. You know, because let's face it, we have no plan B for a backup running back.
No, our backup running back, Kevin Jones, isn't even playing. They bring in Anthony Peterson, who is a serviceable back, but I don't get that at all. That turf toe is scary.
Yeah, it really is, and it, you know, we were talking about it before we came on the show here about you know, how a turf toe happens, but thank goodness they're on natural grass. Okay, natural grass has a tendency to be a little bit softer, so that when his foot you know, drove in the ground, it didn't completely you know squish it. Going back to 1978, we opened up with the Green Bay Packers. Roland Harper got hurt real soon in the game. I came in, and I got a turf toe. And what happens is that when you're planting on your foot, and it was my right foot, and I believe it was the same foot that that 22 got hit on, is that it you know, you're stepping off on your foot, you're trying to go, then someone lands right on top of your heel, and it just drives your whole foot into the ground. And of course, it was, you know, we were playing on concrete back in 1978 in Soldier Field because it was so crappy. But yeah, that is nasty. Even though I didn't miss a game, but it is nasty.
I mean, look, it ended Marshall Faulk's career. LaDainian Tomlinson's dealing with it right now, and he's not the same running back he was his first 5-6 years in the league. It's scary here. I mean, Kevin Jones is the backup. He should be the backup.
Where is he?
He's a 1,000-yard rusher. He looked good when he's been in there. All of a sudden, he's out for 4 games, inactive, with no injury. I don't care what they're doing there.
Unbelievable. Hey, anybody out there in the cyberspace world, 888-463-6748. This is the Barely Legal Show with host, I'm Robin Earl, and my partner here, David Spada. Hey, feel free to call in, talk football, talk sports. You know, you might all of a sudden stumble across this website and you're in Germany, and you know, and you're in America and you live in the States, but you're over there doing something and you want to kind of touch base with Chicago or the United States. Hey, give us a call. I'd be more than happy to take your call. But, you know, going back to Forte, all right, number 22. All-time rusher, his rookie year for rushing yards and receiving, catching the ball. That's pretty awesome.
It's incredible. He broke the coach's record for receptions by a rookie.
That's right.
Would Ditka ever let that happen when he was coaching?
The coach. Yeah, he looked good. You know, when we were talking with Emery earlier, I was down at his restaurant getting a couple balls done, and we talked for a little bit. He's down there with, of course, the 1,000 guys, Waddle and Sylvie. And he's always been good to me, you know, asked if I need something autographed. He's always been terrific. And he's always asking how the wife and the family and the kids are doing and so forth. And I think that's really special. It really is.
He really takes care of his former players, makes sure that they're doing well. And if you ever need anything, from what I've heard from other Bear players, he's always there for you. I'm kind of upset at our producer. He turned off Mike's board. I was going to play with some of these buttons.
Yeah, we got to get some sound bites going here and maybe get the, you know, Bear Down, Chicago Bears, the theme song in here going or whatever. Okay, enough of this game. They're going to put that in the bank, and you got the Saints out of here now. They can march out of town, march out of the Windy City. And, of course, we bring the pack on the 22nd. It's a Monday night game. It's going to be nighttime. It's going to be cold. What do you think?
What I really think is we're in trouble here. I mean, they keep talking about bear weather. It's a lot colder in Green Bay than it is here. And if they play like they did last night against Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers is going to pick us apart with those receivers. And Ryan Grant's going to run all over us. I mean, because look at that running back from New Orleans yesterday, Pierre Thomas. He was running at will. Thank God that the Heisman Trophy winner, Reggie Bush, went out, because I think it would have been a totally different game.
Yeah, you got Reggie Bush, and of course, my son started him on his fantasy team last night, and he's like, hey, where's number 25? I mean, where's 25? He didn't play the whole second half.
It's not 80 and sunny like it is in Southern Cal.
Unbelievable. You know, I thought this kid was going to be an absolute stone-lock superstar, and he just hasn't fit the bill.
Look at all the heat the Texans took for drafting that Mario Williams instead of Reggie Bush, and they're looking like geniuses now. The guys are all-pro defensive linemen.
That's right. Anyway, we're going to switch gears here. It's 11:30, and we're going to switch into some legal matters, David. I know this is your subject. This is your stuff. And I want to get into it a little bit. But we've had a little excitement here beginning of the week talking about our governor, Mr. Rod Blagojevich. As Jay Leno said last night on TV, he says, Rod son of a bitch. He couldn't quite pronounce his name. But is this guy in some hot water or what?
I don't know what he was thinking. They've been talking about him being in trouble with the feds for years. Doesn't this guy know that his phones are being tapped? And he's sitting there trying to hold the Cubs Tribune hostage to buy Wrigley Field. And then he's sitting there trying to sell the Senate seat here to the highest bidder. I mean, these allegations are incredible. I love to hear these tapes. And then you got his wife sitting there swearing up and down against the Tribune here.
Like a drunken sailor.
That sure makes her parents, I mean, her mom's deceased now, but her dad happy to hear her swearing up and down here. I mean, what is she and him thinking? And then everybody's saying resign, and he's sitting here saying no. He's as crazy as Cedric Benson here, thinking he could rush for 1,800 yards with the Bears this year.
I mean, what the heck does Cedric Benson think that he can rush for 1,800 yards? What's the deal? I mean, is he Jesus? All of a sudden, he's Superman? Has he got off the boat or what?
Well, I don't think he wants to go on the boat again. He gets in a little trouble when he's on the boat. Cedric rushed for, in his 4 years with the Bears, 1,985 yards. That was a good year for the Bears, but not for him, for a career.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I opened up Sun Times here, and we got the Blag, the B-L-A-G, BlagoBusted.com. And, of course, whose mug is right there in the front? Jesse Jackson Jr. Now, I'm just going to make my point very clear here, David. I'm not a Rod Blagojevich fan, and I'm definitely not a Jesse Jackson fan. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, okay, all five of those so-called wanted the senator's seat because Obama left, they should all be, interviewed. And if there was any inclination of bribery in one way or another, they need to do some time.
Exactly. I mean, they're all allegations right now. Everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But again, these people, if they're on the phone with Blagojevich, what are they thinking? Don't they know that he's under investigation? Haven't they read the Tribune, the Sun-Times, watching the news? Why would they do this? Not just because it's wrong, but you've got to know that this guy's under heat, and what are you thinking?
Well, it was just broken today in the news I was driving in here about the fact that there was a wealthy Northwest restaurant owner. They had a meeting in Schaumburg, and present at that meeting was, of course, Rod, Jesse Jr., and his old man. Okay, now what's that tell you?
It doesn't look good.
Yeah, no question. I just don't get it. They always said there's no money in politics unless you're a politician. I mean, I guess that's the way it is. You know, I was just a kid that grew up very middle class and had great. My parents were fantastic. They put clothes on my back, a roof over my head. Dad being a former Marine and school teacher coach. So, you know, you come from old school. You know, there are some ethics out there. But what is it with these people? Jesse Jackson's never had a job in his life, okay?
It's up to your parents to teach you right from wrong. And for you to follow it, I don't understand what any of these people are doing. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. They're making Illinois the laughingstock of the country here. I mean, when the federal agents coming on and saying that, we got to be one of the most corrupt states in the union. It's scary. I mean, it is absolutely incredible. The only good thing that could come out of this is if Pat Quinn takes over as governor, since he's a lieutenant governor. He is an upstanding guy. I've met him several times. Okay. His brother is actually my basketball coach at Fenwick.
Oh, really? What's his background, though? Where does he come from? Is he Democrat, of course?
Pat Quinn's a Democrat. Okay. He's lieutenant governor. He was always basically stop corruption, do this. He's been in politics since the late 70s, fighting for everything. I mean, he started Cobb, the Citizens Utility Board here, to get the lower rates. His basic thing is, I want to stop the corruption and take care of people, and that's what he's been doing. I mean, he came out this spring and tried to get Obama basically impeached, start the whole proceeding. I mean, he was not behind Obama, because it's not like the president picks the vice president. The governor does not pick the lieutenant governor of Illinois. The lieutenant governor runs separately. So Blagojevich, I'm sure, did not want Pat Quinn, but he got stuck with him, in his opinion, and now Pat's coming out and saying, you know what, this is, you've got to resign. The scariest thing is Obama, because you got Axelrod saying that Obama talked to Blagojevich about who the new senator should be, and then all of a sudden Obama throws up his hands. No, I never talked to him. If he talked to Blagojevich, there's going to be major problems in Washington.
You know what? Blago Gate, I guess, is what we're going to call it. Now, in your opinion, if they do link Obama with Blagojevich, okay, I mean, this is ridiculous. What could happen?
It's scary. I mean, the people Obama's bringing in to the federal government are from Illinois, and you see how Illinois has been run. It's scary what could happen in Washington.
You know, oh my goodness gracious, you know, we used to blame it. I mean, here we go. I mean, here's Blagojevich, you know, taking over for George Ryan, right? And he was going to clean up the place and, you know, have everything, bah, 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 boom, and get rid of corruption, get rid of all this stuff. And then the Tony Resco thing, and then this, and then that. And now, you know, I mean, you know what? For some reason, I don't know what it is, but some, you know, when you first meet somebody for the first time, you either warm up to them or you don't. Or there's kind of that gray area. With Blagojevich, I just didn't like him.
It's scary as can be here, what's going on here. Hopefully that Blagojevich steps down, Quinn takes over as governor, and everything gets cleaned up.
Man, I hope so, because, you know, we have got to clean up the slate here. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. That's 888-463-6748. That's Go For It. Give us a call. David Spader, Robin Earl here on Barely Legal. We'll take a break. The commercial critics claim that you should never start with a question. They might be right, but the heck with those so-called critics. So I'm going to start by asking the listeners two very important questions. Question one, how many millions of people have a home phone and or cell phone in the Chicagoland area? Question two, how many would like to have unlimited calling from their home phone and cell phones for only $24.95 a month with no credit checks, no deposits, or contracts to sign? Well, if you're like me, the only answer I can come up with is a resounding yes to both questions. Hi, Robin Earl here, and I'd like to introduce you to Liberty International and the massive rollout of WiMAX, which is going to happen very soon to the Chicagoland area. What is WiMAX, you say? Well, all I know is WiMAX is the fourth generation, or 4G as the techies call it, of wireless technology. It is designed to enable high-speed mobile internet access. Experts predict that by the end of 2010, the United States will have over 140 million subscribers to this new WiMAX technology. So what does all this mean and how does it benefit you? Well, by going on the Liberty International phone service for only $24.95 a month, and remember, there's no tax, no deposits, no credit checks or contracts to sign, and when you refer three friends or neighbors to our service, your phone service is totally free. You will never have to write a check to your home phone or cell phone provider ever again. If you'd like further information about Liberty International and the incredible opportunity it provides, please give me a call at 224-515-0500 or visit my website at robinearl.net. Again, that's 224-515-0500 or my website at robinearl.net. Get a hold of me. The only thing you got to lose is your phone bill.
The next time you're in the coffee aisle in the grocery store, pick up a can of Stewart's Coffee. You're probably asking yourself, why Stewart's? Because Stewart's roasts only the finest beans and grinds those beans to perfection. By using the finest beans, you'll get a more consistent taste. This is the reason Stewart's has been around since 1912. Consistency and quality. Still family-owned and operated? You'll know Stewart's Coffee because of its plaid can. You'll find cheaper coffee on the store shelves, but not the quality of Stewart's. Remember, you get what you pay for. Coffee's good, but Stewart's Coffee is so good.